Israel's Labor Party chooses a new leader today, ahead of parliamentary elections in January. A retired general and the current mayor of Haifa, Amram Mitzna, is considered the front runner. But polls show Labor losing to the Likud party of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. The election campaign is coming at a bad time for many Israelis living under the strain of the more than two-year-old Palestinian uprising. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Jerusalem.
There's a real art to the way 39-year-old Dalit Fahaba can, in one smooth motion, tie a shoelace, spin a top, and wipe the nose of one of the 12 young children in her preschool. For more than a decade, Fahaba has run the preschool next to her modest home in the Jerusalem suburb of Matzah Elite. It's one way of bringing in extra income while doing something she loves. But for every month over the past 2 years, Fahaba has faced an increasingly difficult challenge: how to make ends meet. Fahaba says she can't believe the soaring costs of food and clothing in the shops.
It's crazy, it's crazy. You go to the market and you buy three things and it's 100 shekels. Everything is really, really expensive. We can never finish the month. We can never do it.
Fahaba, a mother of three, says she's hanging on the end of a very thin financial thread. At any time, a parent can lose a job and pull a child out of her daycare, or her husband can lose his factory job. Each is a real possibility as Israel struggles through the worst recession in its history. The unemployment rate here is over 10%, inflation is running at 7%, and taxes can eat up half a paycheck. Normally, this bleak economic outlook would deplete any chance of re-election for a politician, but not in Israel. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon stands a good chance of getting back in office. David Rosenberg, a financial commentator in Jerusalem, says that's because Sharon is seen as a man coming down hard on Palestinian militants. And Rosenberg says for most Israelis, security is a bigger issue than economics.
You can't be that concerned about your purchasing power, the shopping mall, having fallen in the last 2 years, if your main concern is whether you're going to get blown up in the shopping mall.
And it's that threat of a sudden, unseen attack that is corroding the lives of many Israelis. Reports of the almost daily killings in Israel and the occupied territories of the West Bank and Gaza Strip dominate the local newspapers, television, and radio reports. And talk of the violence continually trickles into conversations. Picking up his four-year-old daughter outside the Matzah preschool, Ori Vuknin shakes his head and says the region is full of death and killings.
You can feel it. You can go to Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. You can see the fear in the eyes of the people of the, and you can see it in the same thing in the Arab cities as well. Little children and... Well, you really want to know about it? It's a shitty place to live in.
Still, Israel has gone through other grim eras in its short history and survived. Uri Dromi with the Israel Institute of Democracy says many Israelis have developed a resiliency in the face of Palestinian attacks.
If there was an assumption on their side that we became soft, that shows we're becoming weak, we can't take casualties, etc., nothing of the sort happened.
But some Israelis say they feel a weariness as the conflict becomes more entrenched. Michael Spector, a computer trainer, says she often feels helpless and is torn between two options.
One is that how important it is to be here and to hold on for this period of time that is difficult. But sometimes I don't know if I'm being irresponsible towards my family. Maybe being here is so insecure that I don't know if staying here is a responsible thing to do.
Leaving Israel isn't an option for preschool teacher Vahaba. She says the present situation can't go on forever, and at some point there will have to be a compromise between Israel and the Palestinians. For the moment, Vahaba says her one great solace is being with the children in her preschool. She says the young, bright faces represent a new generation that will somehow be able to climb out of the morass Israel is in right now. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.